Welcome to Listen To on our road to learning 50% of the Quranic vocabulary. Remember, this is the part that we're working on, and this is our progress so far from list number 1. By the end of this lesson, and provided you learned list 2, this will be our progress. And if you're new here and the first time you follow the series, I highly recommend watching these two videos first, for lesson 1 and also explaining my method to make the best out of these lessons. Today is list number 2, negation and exceptions in the Holy Quran. So let's get started. So the first word is na'am, and na'am means yes. Bala, and it means yes indeed. And in Arabic, we use it to answer negative questions. Kalla, and it is in English, certainly not. Illa means except. In illa means nothing but. Ma illa, it also means nothing but. Allah, and it means that, not. La means do not or doesn't. Ma, and ma means not, for the present and the past forms. Len, will not. So it is the negation of the future. Lem, did not, and this is the negation of the past. Laysa or laysat for feminine words, and it means is not or are not. Ghayr, and it means other than or not. Min dun, and it means without. So let's have a closer look at these words with some examples so that we understand them completely. First word is na'am, and it is actually the generic yes that we use to answer yes-no questions, like in these examples. فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا؟ قَالُوا نَعَمْ قَالَ نَعَمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. The next word is بَلَى, and as I said, it means yes indeed, and it is also used to answer negative questions, and it is used in these examples.
بَلَى مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً وَأَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ بَلَى مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ.
كَلَّا means certainly not, and it is used in these examples.
كَلَّا سَنَكْتُبُ مَا يَقُولُ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا.
إِلَّا means except, and it is very important to notice where the hamza is and that the word has kasra, not fatha, because this observation will be useful for us to differentiate between this word and a very similar word to illa.
Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Man dhalladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'idhnih.
Next is in illa, and it means nothing but, like in this example.
ثُمَّ جَاءَ أولئك يحلفون بالله إن أردنا إلا إحسانا وتوفيقا إن هذا إلا سحر مبين.
Next is ما إلا, and it also means nothing but, like in these examples.
ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به.
Next is ألا. And Allah, as you can see, has fatha on top of the hamza, and the hamza is on top of the alif. And it means that not, like in this example.
إن الحكم إلا لله أمر ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه.
Here you can see the difference between Allah and illa in the same ayah. Next example.
وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ.
It is also worth mentioning that أَلَّا is a combination of two words that we have seen today, and these are أَن plus لَا. So when we put them together, it will become Allah. Next word is la, and it means do not or does not. La is used for making any verb into a negative form. La is a timeless negation tool. But pay attention, when you use la, it means that you negate the fact. Like when we use negative in the present simple form in English. When I say I do not eat fish, this means that this is a fact about me. It is not telling any information about what is happening now, so it is a timeless negation. Like in these examples.
لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع. لا تسمع فيها لاغية.
It is also important to notice that one of the more common styles of the Holy Quran is using emphasis. And this is done using negation and then exception. Like what we do in Shahada. Shahada, we say, La ilaha illallah, which means there is no God except Allah. So this is one of the styles that could be used to put emphasis on the statement that you want to make. Ma is another tool to make verbs into negative, and it is best translated into did not or do not. So it could be used as present negation or past negation, like these examples.
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا.
Next is لن, and it means will not, and it is clear that it is used only with future verbs to give the future negation, like in these examples.
قَالَ لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ حَتَّى تُؤْتُونَ فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضَ حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِي أَبِي.
لَمْ is the negative form for the past, so it means did not, like in these examples.
وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالَ لَمْ أَكُنْ لِأَسْجُدَ لِبَشَرٍ خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ.
So to summarize the negative forms that are used with verbs, we have لا, which means do not or does not, ما, which is used for present or past. And we have lam for future negation, and we have lam for past negation. All of these words make verbs negative. And we'll go deeper into the differences between them when we start talking about the Quranic grammar. Next is laysa or laysat, and it means is not or are not. So there is a verb embedded in this word, and that's why it could be used with any noun, like in these examples.
ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع. ليس عليكم جناح أن تدخلوا بيوتا غير مسكونة. وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء.
Next is the word غير. And غير mainly means other than, but it also means not, like in these examples.
من إله غير الله يأتيكم بضياء. فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فلا إثم عليه.
Next is من دون. And من دون means without or instead of.
وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير. وقال إنما اتخذتم من دون الله أوثانا.
Last, don't forget to integrate everything you learn together so that you don't forget what you've learned in lesson one. For example, when you look at this ayah, you should be able to understand most what you see in this ayah by now. The word sihr means magic.
إن هذا إلا سحر.
You should already be able to figure out what this means. So, have you figured out what the rest of the ayah means? Let me know in the comments below. Don't forget to check the description for the memorized list, and of course you'll find the PDF for the second list in the description as well. So this is going to be the end of today's lesson. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And please subscribe to my channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in lesson 3.